Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper.
While they're standing in the velvet lines,
freedom bound, a decadence of radio. Welcome, everyone. This is the Christmas edition, and I'm the ghost of Christmas.
And I'm the ghost of Christmas to come.
And we've got another ghost here too. Welcome, ghost.
Hello.
Today I'm here talking to Normal Persion. Say hello, Norm.
Hi.
So, Norm, tell us exactly what do you have wrong with you?
Well, nothing really.
Nothing? No missing limbs?
No.
Not confined to a wheelchair?
No.
No speech impediments?
No.
No brain damage?
No.
No congenital disorders?
No.
Psychiatric problems?
No.
Nothing hereditary?
No.
Eyesight diminished?
No.
What about a slight heart disorder?
No. I can't say there's anything wrong with me. Actually, I did have a migraine the other week.
A bloody headache? I'm talking chronic conditions, support services, surgical supplies, accessibility, acceptability, and you're whinging about a bloody headache. So the fact remains, you have no disabilities whatsoever.
No.
So what the hell are you doing on this show? This is Freedom Bound, radio without barriers.
I'm the maintenance man. I've come to fix a window.
Oh, yeah. It's that window over there. Well, that was Normal Persion, our maintenance man. The man with nothing wrong with him. Well, back to the studio.
Yeah, g'day. Welcome to another edition of Freedom Bound. Don't worry about that introduction. We did it all ourselves. It was the fault of this man.
Yes, the operator. The person you never actually get to see.
And a Christmas carol.
Yeah.
Oh, the Christmas spirit, I can feel it. All you people out there in wheelchairs, what are you doing for Christmas?
Yes.
In your institutions or wherever you are? Madhouses, padded rooms and all that business. Warwick's got some good ideas for next year, actually, to cheer a few of you people that probably aren't even in wheelchairs yet, but will be.
Yes, we'll be running courses next year, how to stuff turkeys with mouse sticks, and also how to reboil a ham, for those of you that have never done it before.
And what about your revolutionary ideas of what the government should do for each wheelie that we were just discussing? Wok dok.
Oh yes, well, proposals in front of the government now. If ever a socialite marriage should break up, which of course is a shame for all of us, like Susan Sangster, Renouf Peacock, whatever.
Cripple.
Her estate should be donated to the Housing Commission to provide housing for people with disabilities.
And only one person.
Yes, one person per house. Preferably...
Per hectare, do you think? Well, the house would probably be bigger than a hectare, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's enough from you. Thanks very much, Warwick.
Thank you.
The man that needs no introduction.
Yes, this edition is the last one for the year.
And we don't really have anything for you, so we just thought we'd entertain you if we could. If we can't, well, bad luck.
Because I think it's pretty hot outside.
We might just hear another word from our sponsor.
Yes, this edition of Freedom
Bound, brought to you by Santa Claus.
The biggest trans multinational there is. Who is he under that beard?
Now, have we got anything serious to discuss, Dave, here on this last issue?
Yes, we have.
Of the year?
Well, next year is pretty serious because...
Pretty serious? Because we're going to dream up some things, aren't we?
No.
That we're going to do.
Actually, no, we've got some training courses for people with disabilities to produce radio specials every 6 weeks next year.
That's right, yes.
And there's an Accessible Arts is running a course in February where people can come along and sort of get funky with the microphone... And with the help of...
isn't that fun?
We might do another phone in, actually.
Yep, and phone get, into and fun a, in the
and,
bath.
Yeah, no. And get opinions on what people in wheelchairs, that is, of course, as you all know, or if you don't know, this is a
they
show
think, don't they?
About
they
the think, disabled.
Or people yeah. that can't hear.
For the disabled, is it?
Well, that's what
something they, about disabled.
Well, that's what we're paying radio time for.
That's what we are.
That's right.
But, yeah, if you're having a really wonderful Christmas this year and spending it in an institution, we'd like to hear from you and give us your opinions on that Christmas. Maybe we can cheer up next year's one for you by hiring out a Santa Claus in a wheelchair. We've even got a man here that's going to do it.
Talking about Christmas, I think Rudolph is great, how he's overcome his disability and is one of the team. You know, with that red nose.
Was one of mine, Dave.
It was one of yours. Well, could you help me with it then, please, Warwick?
No, sorry.
Okay. Well, I think we'll play a song now. This is a song.
Yes, we'll play a song that we can all share. We all have in common to, yeah. And that is.
It's called. This is a song called "Paralyzed" by the Gang of Four. This was written in 1981. Remember that, kiddies? The year of the disabled person?
That was how before a recession too.
Yes, how things have changed.
Now, for your enjoyment, a break.
Are you sick of hearing that?
Oh, can you push me up this ramp here?
Or?
Excuse me, can you help me up the stairs, go to the shop for me, get me a drink of water, help me with my leg bag, cook me some dinner and help me to bed?
Oh, shut up. Now with the new injector chair, that disabled person in your life need not get on your nerves again. With one simple push of a button, that cripple will be sent hurtling, never to be seen, well, for at least 30 minutes. So next time their disability gets on your nerves, just remember, one push of the button, that'll stuff them. Ejector chair comes complete with a first aid kit for that mangled landing. Ejector chair, available from all leading hospitals, butchers, shoe stores, newsagents, chemists, corner stores, milk bars, takeaways, health food stores, vegetables.
Great.
Merry Christmas, baby Jesus. We hope you get lots of gifts. Merry Christmas, baby Jesus. We hope you like the Crips. The
Merry
Crips.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby Jesus.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Baby
Merry
Jesus.
Christmas. To all you disabled out there, may you have a wonderful
baby
Christmas.
Jesus, baby Jesus.
And I hope life treats you real good.
Merry,
in
merry,
the
merry, 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 merry Christmas,
your
the king is here.
Yes, well, that was our little Merry Christmas to you all song. We spent hours practicing that one. Hope you get you got some sort of enjoyment out of that.
Some sort of awareness.
We've got really nothing. Awareness
is the word.
And
did you know that Jesus was actually born in October?
That's a startling fact.
That's a wonderful fact.
Actually, we saw something wonderful last week. Warwick and I, we went and saw this new computer system called Hyperscan. You were there, weren't
this,
you, Warwick?
Is this on the serious note here, boys?
This is serious.
This is getting serious.
This is getting serious.
Okay, you're only allowed to... You've got 15 seconds on this one.
Well, it was fantastic. It's an
environment... I was there. You can operate 256 devices over by speech or voice. And
through the computer.
You can do other things as well. That's my 15 seconds. Up to you, Dave.
Yes.
Theatre sports. Come on, Dave.
Sports. Well, I thought it was... the interface was a bit user unfriendly, but I think it's a great...
Is it a great invention for the disabled? That's what I'm saying.
Well, actually... Well,
for the disabled themselves.
Yes. Well, listeners, you might...
Year 2000?
Listeners, you might hear that music in the background. That's actually been played by our guest...
Computer.
No, guest guy. He's actually strumming the chords with his tongue and pressing the notes down with his mouse stick.
His C4 chord.
And that's put up his nose. And I think he could appreciate this computer system. It's called Hyperscan, and it's damn
look
wonderful.
It
look it up. Look it up in the book.
And we want more of the Christmas spirit here. We want you all to get up and dance for this one. We've got a real hokey pokey going here. We're going to play a bit of a tune. So
it was great at the Shuttle Workshop.
Chuck those dancing shoes on and get in the...
I've danced my parents used to be. It's called the hokey pokey, and it goes like this. You put your right foot in, you put it out again. You put your right foot in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. And when you leave here tonight, then you hokey pokey through town. You put your right hip in. Your right hip in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn around. And when you leave here tonight, you hokey pokey through town.
Chairs in there, come on, left bloody wheel, right wheel, move it about. Yeah.
fathom all round. That was the Hokey Pokey, yeah, by the Deadly Hume. And now, on a serious note, it's this week's special.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles of the Disabled and Destitute. I'm a little leech, and come with me now as we go into the squalor of one-time nobody and now exclusive member of the underclass, Abby Normal. Abby Normal first acquired his point of no position in society after a horrific accident with an exploding cream bun. So come with me now as we take a walk through Mr. Normal's one-bedroom housing commission apartment, a dump as he affectionately calls it. So as we enter the lounge room and notice a lack of material possessions, it becomes more apparent of Mr. Normal's loss of touch with society, a legacy he suspects due to his current economic situation, the invalid pension. Abnormal comments.
Well, like, what do they mean here with this word, like, invalid pension? You know, invalid. What do they mean here, like, a non-person or something? Someone who, like, doesn't participate in life? I think they should change the name, man, like, something to, like, the fortunate to be alive after such a horrific accident pension.
Well said, Mr. Normal. So let's cruise into the kitchen where we see a 1960s style fridge with the door half of its hinges stocked solid with home-brewed beer, which Abby assures us, with a toothless smile and a few words of which I can't repeat on this program, it's 20% proof. Well done, Abby. So, from here it's into the bedroom where we discover a very basic setup consisting of a single bed, half a wardrobe and a well-used blow-up doll, and Abby's private collection of house bricks, of which he hopes to one day build his own one-bedroom apartment. Keep striving, Abby Normal. What a man, what a character, what a flat. Well, that just about wraps up another edition of Lifestyles of the Disabled and Destitute. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to frustrating your eardrums as I whine on like this again next time.
A handicap is often very handy.
You'd be amazed that you can do a lot.
A handicap can be very handy.
It will make you do the most with what you've got.
What you've got.
Hello, disabled world, and welcome to this week's on-air workshop. Today, didgeridoos for the disabled. And if you remember from last week's on-air workshop, we told you you don't need a real didgeridoo. You can just use clad wrap, containers, rolls, or, as our instructor Mark is using, say hello, Mark.
Hello there.
That was Mark, yes. He's using a toilet roll. And take it away, Mark.
And this is me. Oh, sorry, I'll come in with later. Okay, Mark, take it away.
Yes, troopers. Yes, trippers. I mean, we've all having a bad trip, and today, particularly in the sweltering conditions, I find that there's few better things to do than to actually go out to the old Thunderbox and sit in there and grab your toilet roll and I mean, there's nothing better to do than to get your bowel movement happening than to actually pick
what
up the toilet roll.
What about the didgeridoo playing, Master?
And play and didgeridoo through the toilet roll. So
oh,
here
thank
we go.
You.
Here's
okay.
an example of didgeridoo through a toilet roll.
Yes, people, that is the didgeridoo.
Yes, but excuse me, Mister. I've got a disability and I want to play the didgeridoo, so how do I hold my mouth? What well, do I do with my mouth?
The it's essence of it is pressing the rim against your mouth.
Okay.
Creating yes. a seal.
Yes, it's there. It's a seal.
Not
yes.
pressing it too tightly against your mouth.
Yes, I see. Yes.
Loose enough so that your lips can flop around.
Right, right.
And,
yeah, yeah.
Like normal, Dave.
Okay, yes. like normal. Like this.
And then...
Like
that's
that?
That's close, except you seem to be blowing into the drainage pipe there, Dave.
Oh, sorry, I'll grab my didgeridoo. Here goes. You ready?
Yes, that's it. Tilt it more to the side.
Tilt it more to the side. Okay, here goes.
It's a big blowy. That was a big blowy.
What was wrong there, sir?
Nothing really. Didgeridoo can be played without hands.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And all you need to do is really put the other end of the didgeridoo up against a corner of the sink basin or
okay.
something like that.
Here goes.
And press it against your mouth. And.
And so, Mark, for all our would-be didgeridoo players out there, is there any
or
special way they hold it?
Or didgeridoo players.
Or do they just put it to their lips and blow? How do we get past that one?
That's essentially the secret. You put it to your lips and blow. It's a very summary thing to do, and it helps to have sweltering...
Like this?
...heat and flies and, of course, a thunderbox.
I don't think I've got it together, Mr. Man.
Okay. Well, you keep practicing, and on next week's on-air workshop, we'll teach you how to construct box girder bridges from mouse sticks. Okay, bye for now.
Hooly dooly. That was quite an interesting workshop then, Tony.
Yes, beware of the burning vision.
Yes, he was, as we've still got our teacher mingling with us here,
Yes, yes,
he stands behind and looms over.
Yeah, he's quite an interesting chap. I think we might have him on next year.
We might have to get some more lessons, say, you know, a step further up in the ranks.
Hmm.
You know, and then maybe even one day go to a proper didgeridoo.
Yes.
In the
old toilet roll, that's right.
That was very well
eventually you come to full cycle and you revert back to the toilet roll.
To the toilet roll. Well, that's like life, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it always ends there.
Always ends there.
Speaking about ending.
Yes, well, yes, we've got an ending now.
We've got an ending coming up for you.
Wraps
heard,
up.
Heard the joke about the man with two wooden legs in the Thunderbox.
No.
He was mistaken for a wheelbarrow. Have you heard that one?
No, we haven't heard that joke.
No.
It's not too rude, is it?
No, it's a disabled joke. No.
Is it? Okay, let's hear it.
That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that was it. You'll have to...
Have
piece
to
it together yourself.
No,
people,
I wasn't listening.
People will have
so
to. I'll have to record this show and then rewind it. Oh no, that's illegal. Sorry about that, kids.
Yeah, well, enough of that. We've finished the show again.
And the years.
For the year, we'll be back next year. Hopefully we'll have some proper stories for you. We just threw this together. And you put up with us. I guess you could always turn your radio off, so it's your fault, really.
You could also, you could probably also say we finished this year, the year for this show, couldn't you?
The year for this show.
We finished the year.
Yes.
We finished the year for this show.
We finished the year for this show, only for that reason.
Okay, here we go.
So on that note, Merry Christmas to you all.
Yes, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas.
Don't get any punctured tyres or anything like that.
And here we have the Gang Merry of Four Halloween. Singing a song called
Fleece as White as Snow.
In the Ditch.
Like us.
Prospect, excluding the 6 feet under.